Right now, though, we're going to the phones where we're joined by Laura Adams from DriversEd.com here to talk about April being Distracted Driving Month.
Yes, so with the warmer weather, it's going to be more people out on the roads with vacations and just getting out.
Laura, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for getting up with us this morning. All right, well, distracted driving becoming a more of a concern each and every year, isn't it?
It unfortunately is. And at DriversEd.com, we're all about driver safety. We're a driving school, so you know our mission is to help teach people how to drive safely and help understand what the dangers on the road are. We do a lot of studies to try to understand what drivers are doing and types of bad behaviors that are happening on the roads. And most recently, we've done a study that looks at social media use while driving. And this is definitely on the rise. We found that 55% of drivers do admit to checking social media while they're driving.
Now, in that while they're driving, does that include while they're stopped at a stoplight or a stop sign?
It does, and of course, that's no excuse. You know, many people do say, well, you know, I'm stuck in traffic on my daily commute and I'm bored, so I'm just pulling out the phone then. But the reality is, even if you are stopped at a light or you're sitting in traffic or you're at a stop sign, it's a really bad habit to just start reaching for your phone. What happens is that when you begin moving, you're going to either still be looking at your phone and, you know, irritate the drivers behind you because you're not moving, or you're really going to be engaged mentally with what's going on in your phone, and you're just not going to be prepared if something unexpected happens. And we know that at intersections, these are some of the most dangerous places that we drive. You've got a lot of drivers coming together, you know, at right angles. You've got passengers in vehicles sitting, looking around. You've got bikers, pedestrians. You've got a lot of people crossing there. And so this is the area where drivers really need to be the most alert, not the least alert.
And yeah, just because your light's green and the other direction is red doesn't mean that cars aren't going to be coming the other direction.
That's it. You know, you do have to be prepared for anything that might happen at an intersection. So if you're not paying attention to what's happening, you're not aware of your surroundings, you are just more likely to get into an accident. So don't let that be an excuse for pulling out the phone. Unfortunately, we're finding that a lot of people are watching video. This is something that's really increased. As we've done studies year after year at DriversEd.com, we're finding that video use is definitely on the rise. 26% of drivers say they have watched videos on their phone while behind the wheel.
Wow.
And this is broken down into Facebook video, YouTube video, Instagram, Snapchat. We even have 4% of drivers admit to watching Netflix programming while they're driving.
And not only watching video, but you see in the survey, people are even recording videos while they're driving.
They are. 25% of drivers did tell us that they have recorded a video while behind the wheel. And I've got to assume that those videos are for posting on social media. So this is something that you really do have to think about. I mean, if you are recording a video, that's something that, you know, takes a good bit of skill to do, you know, even if you're not driving. So if you're handling your phone, you're focused on what's on the screen of your phone, you're hitting those buttons, you are definitely not focused on the road. So the key here to remember is that our brains don't do two things at once very well. You know, we tend to think that we can multitask and do it well, but the reality is we don't. Our brains do something called task switching. So we go back and forth between activities. So if you are engaged on social media or you're talking or you're texting, you are just not as focused on the road as you need to be. So the idea here for Distracted Driving Awareness Month during the month of April is to really look at your behavior. What are you doing that is just becoming a habit for you? And kind of analyzing it and looking at it at a kind of a bigger level, a higher level, and saying, you know, is this really something that I should be doing long term? Is this safe? You know, and even if you are a great driver, what we're trying to do with these statistics is educate the public so they realize that there are a lot of people on the road who are engaged in these dangerous behaviors. So even if you are a great driver, we need to be more defensive when we're on the road to make sure that we're watching out for people who are not paying attention so we can all stay a little bit safer when we're on the road.
So Laura, we all know the dangers of drunk driving and the problems that causes, and we've you know, made that kind of a taboo in our culture. Compared to drunk driving, what are the dangers of distracted driving? Are they comparable? Is it worse? How does that compare?
It really is comparable. We do see that drunk driving incidents and deaths have declined over the past couple of decades. Now, they're still at very high numbers, so it's still an issue for us, but those numbers are coming down, and I do think that we've gotten good messages and kind of marketing out to people to say, hey, this is an issue. You should not be drinking and driving. And so that, I think that message is getting across. But we do have distracted driving on the rise, and it's kind of like we're swapping one problem out for another. So again, I do think it comes down to education and awareness that this is an issue. You know, even if you are sober, if you are on your phone talking, texting on social media, it's almost as if you are impaired because you are not paying attention to the road and to those around you. So this is something that I do think we all need to be aware of. This is not just a problem for young people. This is an issue amongst drivers of all ages. So don't think that this is just a problem for kids. Even older drivers need to be aware that this is something they can fall prey to as well, and you know, really need to reevaluate. I say put your phone in the glove box when you get in the car, or maybe in the back seat, in your purse, you know, in a separate area of the car. So it's there if you need it, but it's not there distracting you with incoming messages. Maybe put it on silent, even turn the phone off completely when you're in the car if that's what you need to do to make sure that you're not going to be reaching for it constantly.
Now, with it being a Distracted Driving Awareness Month, what other forms of distracted driving would you consider distracted besides, you know, using your phone and drunk driving?
Yes, there are many old-fashioned distractions too, like eating while driving, putting on makeup while driving, even talking to other passengers in the car with you can be a big form of distraction. So we've got those old-fashioned distractions, but now we get to layer on technology. And I would also say some of the features in your vehicle, some of the technology in your car can also be distracting. You know, and just because it's in your vehicle doesn't mean that it's safe to use. So things like hands-free devices, you know, the voice command systems that many cars have, just because those are there doesn't necessarily mean that they are safe. So remember that study after study has shown, as I mentioned, if you're doing two things at once, you are really just as distracted as if a phone were in your hand. So keep those conversations and use that technology in your vehicle at a minimum, only when it's just an absolute emergency.
I have an old school radio in my car, and I drove my son's car who has the new type of screen. And I think it's even tougher to try and change the radio or do something on this new screen that you're seeing in all the new vehicles.
It is. I agree. And so I would say get your music set up before you begin driving. While the car is still parked, you know, figure out the music, set it where you want it, you know, get your GPS system, your directions set, then begin driving. I think we get into trouble when we start driving and then all of a sudden, you know, we want to play with all of these different technologies and our eyes are just going to be taken off the road in order to do that. So yes, try to get all of that set ahead of time, and I think you'll be a lot safer when you're on the road.
There it is. You just heard it from Laura Adams. Just set your radio to Yes FM and leave it alone.
Yep, there you go.
don't distract you. Just leave it there and leave it alone. And then you can concentrate on the road.
Absolutely.
Laura Adams is joining us from driversed.com talking about April is Distracted Driving Month. So, Laura, what do you guys have resources at your website, driversed.com, for people to check out to become safe drivers and know about these things?
There is a lot there. There are so many great resources. So no matter what the situation is, if maybe you've got a new driver in your family, a young driver, or you're just looking to be a little bit safer this summer, we had a lot of great winter driving tips. Now we're into spring driving tips and summer. There's tons of resources there. DriversEd.com is the number one online driving school. So, of course, we have a variety of courses, and they're there for drivers of all stages and ages. So no matter if you're an older driver looking to, let's say, get a discount on your auto insurance, there are driver's ed courses there. If you're looking to get your permit and practice test for the first time, there's a course there for you too. And also traffic school is awfully handy if you do get a ticket or a moving violation. That can help you keep those points off of your record, and keeping a cleaner record will make sure that your auto insurance rates stay as low as possible. And if you want in-car lessons, we also have schools around the country. If you want that one-on-one in-car instruction, we can set you up with that as well.
Yeah, my 14-year-old just reminded me the other day that he's a year and a half away from getting his temps, and a small shiver of fear went down my spine.
Yeah, many people don't know that 70% actually fail their permit test the first time.
There you go.
So, yeah, driversed.com, we found that if you do practice ahead of time, you're definitely more likely to pass on the first try.
All right, Laura, thank you. Well, I'm not going to tell him that. He just needs to keep him off the roads. Believe me, we'll all be better off. Hey, Laura, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We really do appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.